Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, beep. Transmitting beep, from beep, Zucchini Land, beep, it's Steve, beep, Jack, and Sam, beep, the Zucchini beep, Brothers, beep, live beep, at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Ow! Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things.
This lovely spring day provides a preview of the warm summer months ahead here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination. Where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure. Where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly on the front porch of the clubhouse.
This is the last time I'm throwing your tennis ball, Polly. My arm's getting tired. Here you go. Don't go throwing your arm out, Steve. We got a whole lot of work to do in the garden.
Okay.
Yeah, Jack's got a point. We'll be shoveling a lot of dirt over the next few days.
Ah, what a day. Everything smells so good. Life smells good.
And sounds good. Listen to the birds.
Everything looks good, too. All the trees with new baby buds, and the grass turning green, and the little flowers coming up.
You know, we're lucky things are the way they are here in Zucchini Land. For one thing, we don't have a whole lot of pollution.
Yeah.
Pick up all of my papers.
Pick up all that garbage.
That's right.
Make it nice and clean.
Mm-hmm. Get some. Get your cans and your bottles.
Take them back to the store.
You gotta get lots of money. Get some money.
Maybe like plant a garden over there, you know?
Yeah, I'll do that.
No more parking lots and all that, you know?
Yeah.
Make it nice and clean.
Yeah.
You know, three R's. Reduce.
Reuse.
Recycle.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
You know, everything isn't so perfect here in Zucchini Land. We do have some pollution.
Yeah, from cars and factories, just like anywhere else.
Yeah. Hmm.
Maybe there's something we can do to make a difference.
Yeah, a solution to the pollution. Got any ideas, Steve?
Maybe to cut down on pollution, we could be more energy conscious ourselves.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey! It's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
conscious.
Spelling, please.
C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S.
Definition, please.
Adjective. Awake and aware of one's surroundings and identity. Able to feel and think. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are awakened.
That never dawned on me before.
Alert. Cognizant.
Yeah, I'm awake.
Informed.
Well, here's the deal.
Knowledgeable.
The fact of the matter is...
or enlightened.
I know the truth.
Sentence, please.
Armor Brown here, asking the question, why should we be energy conscious? The answer, we want to keep this planet alive and well for a long time.
Every thousand years there's a new millennium. Don't look now, there it goes again, yo.
Why should you care about the earth? Why should you care about the earth? The earth is the place, the only place in space, the only place in space where you can find the human race. That's why we gotta care about the earth. Why should you care about the dirt? Why should you care about the dirt? We gotta be alert, alert about the dirt, 'cause if we hurt the dirt, there'll be no berries for dessert. That's why we gotta care until the year 3000. Till the year 3000. We're gonna save a place for the human race in the year 3000. Why should you keep the water clean? Why should you keep the water clean? You go to the sink, you draw yourself a drink. When you draw yourself a drink, do you want your drink to stink? No, that's why we keep the water clean. Why should you care about the air? Why should you care about the air? It's no joke, breathe the smog and smoke. Smoke will make you choke and then your mind just croak. That's why we gotta care. Till the year 3000. We're gonna save a place for the human race in the year 3000. In the year 3000. We're gonna save a place for the human race in the year 3000. Hey, hey, all you need your volunteers. We don't have any extra atmospheres. Raise your voice, lend a hand, together we will stand and form a mighty band to clean the water, air, and land. Save the earth,
save the earth,
for another 1,000 years.
Every 1,000 years there's a new millennium. Don't look now, here it comes again, yo.
Here comes the year 3000.
The year 3000.
The year 3000.
The year 3000.
Save a place for the human race.
song from Tom Chapin.
Hey, look, here comes the opinionated man.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers.
Hi.
Well, sir, you're just in time. I have an idea I'm about to present.
Okay.
Drum roll, please, Sam.
A solution to the pollution in Zucchini Land.
A taxi service.
Ooh.
In my opinion, that's an excellent idea. But there's one problem.
Oh, what's that?
In my opinion, you're all too young to drive.
Well, actually, I'm talking about a little red wagon taxi service. We'll use our wagon to pull people around.
Oh, that way they don't have to use their cars, which can cause pollution.
Yeah, and we can pick up their groceries, too, and put them in our wagon.
Hey, maybe Mom and Dad need some groceries.
Or a ride.
Yeah.
Excellent idea. And in my opinion, you should call it the Energy Conscious Red Wagon Taxi Cab Grocery Express.
A parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. Charge the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on my apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot. Late last night, I heard the screen door slam, and a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paved paradise, put up a parking lot. I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? We paved paradise, put up a parking lot. We paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
A parking lot.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. We just heard a song from Joni Mitchell at the top of the news today. A business that's helping to conserve fuel in downtown Zucchini Land. Coward O'Sell is live with the story. Coward.
Coward Hossell here with Mr. Checker from the Blue and Pink Taxi Cab Service.
Hello.
Now you've got a surprise for us?
Feast your eyes on what's behind this door.
The door's going up, folks.
Ta-da!
A double-decker taxi.
It's a perfect way to transport more people on one tank of fuel.
Well, I'm impressed.
All right, now, I got another surprise for you.
The door's going up, folks. Here it comes.
Ta-da!
A triple-decker taxi.
Well, she's not quite ready yet. You see, we haven't figured out how to get people into the third level.
Ingenious, nonetheless.
I must let you know that both of these contraptions run on flax oil, not on gasoline.
Well, you can't beat that for economy. I'm impressed. Conserving fuel here in downtown Zucchini Land. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane.
Hello, folks. It's a beautiful early spring day here in Zucchini Land. Sunny blue skies and a gentle breeze. Perfect day to keep the car at home and walk to wherever you need to go. Back to you, Bob.
I like it. Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Red wagon window.
Hello.
Hey, Susan. Would you like to go for a ride in our energy-conscious red wagon taxi cab grocery express?
Your
What?
Our little red wagon. We're starting a red wagon taxi service to help conserve energy and cut down on pollution.
Yeah.
Aha! Sounds like a good idea.
Maybe you could help us think of other ideas to keep Zucchini Land from running out of energy.
Energy. Sometimes I think I'm running out of energy. Seems like we use an awful lot for heating and lighting and driving, reading and writing and jiving. Energy, you'd think we'd be saving it up. Energy, you can get it by damming up a river. Energy, a windmill can make the breeze deliver. But even with milling and damming, our needs are so much more demanding for energy. We have to use some kind of fuel. Chop, chop, chop. The cavemen use wood to start the fires. Chop, chop, chop. They made all the tools that they required. Chop, chop, chop. Inventions got more and more inspired. The fires got higher and higher. And clearings got wider and wider. Energy. They were burning about all their wood up. Then one day, men discovered that coal would do it better. Miners dug, and it looked like it might just last forever. It seemed like the final solution. It started the Industrial Revolution. Energy, we could just keep on digging it up. Now in 1859, way out in western Pennsylvania, a man had built a rig that got some laughs from folks who came there. But suddenly a mighty roar came up from under the ground. Soon a gush of gushing oil soaked all who stood around. Now no one knew when that gusher blew the petroleum years were honest, or that so many cars and trucks would come to cause a crisis. Energy. We're looking to try and find some new kinds of energy. Exploring to try and make a new find. Nuclear and thermal and solar. If we miss, we'll get colder and colder. Energy, we gotta stop using you up. So don't be cross when mama says turn that extra light out. Just turn it off till we find us a fuel that never runs out. If everyone tries a bit harder, our fuel will go farther and farther. Energy, we're gonna be stretching you out.
A song from Schoolhouse Rock.
Boy, all this talk about conserving energy and cutting back on pollution's making me hungry.
Hey, why don't we make a solar oven? An oven that won't need any electricity or gas or oil to cook food.
That sounds complicated.
Not really. I helped my mom make one. It's pretty easy. All we need are a couple cardboard boxes, some aluminum foil, black paint, crumpled newspaper, and...
the sun!
You got it. I'll go home and get the instructions.
And we'll make sure the sun stays out.
This situation is starting to look a whole lot better.
The quote of the day is...
action is the best counter to hopelessness.
The Great Minds.
Welcome to the Great Minds, gentlemen. Who has insight on this quote?
If I may?
Yes, Quinston.
Well, my wife says it's hopeless. I always leave the counter a mess after preparing a sandwich.
Yes.
She says I need to take action and clean up after myself.
Of course you do, but I'm not sure if that's what this quote is all about.
No.
Brooks, what do you have?
Well, I believe it's a state of mind.
Yes.
Hopelessness is a state of mind.
Yes.
And you can counter that by doing something, getting out and living life and...
When things seem hopeless.
That's right. When you're not feeling too good about things, getting down to it and doing something.
Exactly.
Can send it in the right direction.
Yeah, moving about.
Yes.
Moving about.
Yes. Not staying idle, I say. Let's not stay idle either. What have you got there?
Oh, I've got three cheeses. I've got a camembert.
Ooh.
And a Stilton.
Ooh.
And an aged cheddar.
Excellent.
Here, have some.
Oh, thank you. You know, in the old days, they didn't have fancy technology and entertainment to make them feel better. They had to get up and do things.
Brothers.
One solar oven made and a taxi service started.
Clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse. Sam speaking.
Hello, this is Officer O'Reilly.
Oh, hi.
And how are the Zucchini Brothers today?
Oh, fine, thank you. Did we do something wrong, Officer O'Reilly?
Not that I'm aware of. Did you do something wrong?
Well, not that I'm aware of.
I'm wondering if you boys are prepared for bike season.
Yes, sir, we are.
Bike helmets?
Yes.
Reflectors?
Absolutely.
Sounds like you boys are ready.
We sure are. Officer O'Reilly, do you still ride your bike?
You betcha. As Frank Sinatra says, it keeps me young at heart.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible schemes. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on its way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart.
Show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
WLLO in Londonderry, New Hampshire.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming and look for show number
1,281. And click on the fun stuff icon for a list of things kids can do to help conserve natural resources and keep the earth clean.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Now, we'll never get rid of all the pollution, but we're making it. That's right. I think she wants to pull the red wagon.
This is Bird Note. With fancy pink feathers, legs like stilts, and a beak shaped like a boomerang, few birds are as wildly distinctive as flamingos. We may picture them wading in tropical lagoons on the Caribbean, but the world's six species are far-flung, found across much of South America, Africa, Southern Europe, and Western India. The bird's pink color is derived from the beta-carotene in the tiny crustaceans, algae, and plankton that are the flamingo's main source of food. Just looking at this wading bird with extra long legs and neck, you might think it's related to other birds with those features. Herons, perhaps. Scientists once grouped flamingos with storks and ibises. But looks can be deceiving. A study of their